RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. All leaders in several sectors have moral responsibility to keep diversity. Indonesian people must be free to have wide access. Brawijaya University is ready to hold ASEAN Student Week 2017. And now the news in detail. The 6th Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono at the 3rd Nationality Dialogue at the Auditorium of Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, in Jakarta on Tuesday said Indonesia is rich of diversity. However, the diversity must be conserved in order not to produce social vulnerability. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono explained each national problem must be overcome by giving solution. Leaders from all sectors, both in state level and government, have moral and social responsibility and to express their thoughts in caring diversity. If there are any conflict, do not let it increasing happen. Just find out the solution. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono also highlighted the importance of improving concern toward education for early ages. Beginning from kindergarten until elementary school, Yudhoyono moreover said character education will be able to be molded while they are childhood, so they will become a loving and caring person for the nation. Indonesian people will celebrate the 72nd anniversary of the Indonesian independence on August 17, 2017. They must be free with all facilities supporting their activities to better level. It was said by Deputy of Social Science and Humanity of the Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI, Trinuka Pujiastuti, to Voice of Indonesia after the third dialogue of nationalism at LIPI Auditorium in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Sebenarnya masyarakat yang merdeka adalah.
Actually, people are free if they have access for their life, access to education, health, economy, and security. So the word inclusive is real of their daily life. If it is real independence, they still have to fight for.
Moreover, the social researcher Trinuka also asked Indonesian people to have self-control so that peace in Indonesia could be maintained. She expected all components of the nation to synergize in order to have extraordinary power for the unity of Indonesia in the future. The dialogue of nationalism was held by the Indonesian Institute of Science, LIPI. The keynote speaker on the occasion were the former president of Indonesia, B.J. Habibie, Megawati Soekarno Putri, and Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. The Indonesian Minister of Transportation, Budi Karya Sumadi, received in his office in Jakarta on Tuesday his British counterpart, Lord Kalanan. In the meeting, convey Minister Kalanan the Britain over through British Petroleum of fuel procurement for the Indonesian aviation. Minister Kalanan in the press conference after the meeting said if the cooperation was materialized, it could create the competitive fuel price due to various fuel suppliers. Meanwhile, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said he welcomed the Britain offer. However, he has to discuss it first with other related institutions.
Ya, nanti kita lihat proposalnya, terus nanti
we will see the proposal. If it could bring benefit to Indonesian aviation, we could give them a chance. At least in the next 2 weeks, we will receive the proposal. We plan Soekarno-Hatta Airport to have at least 100 movements, movement taking off and landing. 100 movements could make 500 additional flights.
Minister Budi Karya said further, not less important is cooperation with Britain in human resources education in the field of aviation, port and railways. During the meeting, the British Minister of Transportation, Lord Callanan, was accompanied by the British Ambassador in Indonesia, Muazzam Malik. International Relations Department of Social and Political Sciences Faculty, Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java is ready to hold ASEAN Student Week 2017 on Saturday, 19th of August. This event is dedicated to the youth, especially students in ASEAN. ASEAN Student Week 2017 is one of the events which held to celebrate the 50th anniversary of ASEAN in 2017. This was stated by the chairman of the ASEAN Student Week 2017, Handi Santoso in Malang on Wednesday, August 16, to The Voice of Indonesia.
Tujuan awal dari acara ini adalah untuk
the initial goal of this event is to celebrate the 50th anniversary of ASEAN. Brawijaya University becomes the host after the binding with other cities in Indonesia and Malang was appointed as the host of ASEAN Student Week event. In this event, we are mandated by the Faculty of Social and Political Sciences to hold student activities because on top of this ASEAN Student Week event, there is an international conference. So we are focusing on the areas of student affairs and also youth. Handi Santoso, who is also the Vice Chairman of International Relations Student Association of Brawijaya University, added that ASEAN Student Week 2017 consists of several series of events that focus entirely on leadership development and peacemaking efforts among ASEAN community with the theme Harmony in Diversity. ASEAN Student Week 2017 will be held by International Relations Department of Brawijaya University Malang, East Java on Saturday, August 19. The event will bring up the theme of Harmony in Diversity. The theme is based on the diversity of the ASEAN society, especially in Indonesia, with the slogan Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. This was stated by Chairman of the ASEAN Student Week 2017, Handi Santoso in Malang on Wednesday, August 16, to The Voice of Indonesia. First, we want to provide scientific benefit for students, especially in the field of peace and leadership. Because we are holding a big theme, Harmony in Diversity. Harmony in Diversity is chosen because the theme is linked with Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. It also connected with the theme which brought by the Great Committee of the ASEAN Anniversary in the Faculty of Social and Political Sciences of Brawijaya University. So we finally choose the theme of Harmony in Diversity. We also try to promote how we live in peace amidst the diversity of ASEAN region. Handi Santoso also added, through ASEAN Student Week 2017, the committee seeks to raise awareness to the ASEAN society, especially the student, in order to continue to maintain the harmony of the area in the middle of the differences. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. West Papua province was finally able to export Merbau Woods, the province's best commodity, directly to Shanghai, China, through Makassar Port. Governor Domingus Mandakan said the export of 30 containers Merbau woods by Sefe Sorong Timber Irian to Shanghai through Makassar Port is the first direct export for the commodity in West Papua province. He stated the direct export agenda was done in cooperation between Sefe Sorong Timber Irian and Pelindo 4, which of course it would impact the province's economical growth. Mandakan also hoped that this direct wood export would push another companies in West Papua to make similar export activities. Governor said provincial government or even regional would help the companies to access the permit to manage the woods as stated by law, so it would push export and contribute to economical development. Director of Nusantara Terminal Services NTS subsidiaries of Pelindo, Kusma Handi Setia Jaya, on another statement said that Merbau Woods export by Sorong Timber Irian is the first direct export from West Papua. According to him, so far the province carried out their export but not directly because the document needed are made outside West Papua, such as in Surabaya and Jakarta. The last item, trains which connect the capital with Soekarno-Hatta International Airport are targeted to be operational by November 2017. General Director of Indonesian Train Corporation KAI Edi Sukmoro stated during one of the trains overseeing agenda in Balai Yasa Manggarai in Jakarta on Tuesday that they had just received one new train set with 6 wagons from the train industry Inka and would receive another 10 seats by September regarding the track readiness. He noted that there would be an evaluation again because the Duri Batu Cepet road to be crowded. Hence, it needs a new management system. He stated that KRL passengers have already reached 1 million people a day, increasing from 900,000 people earlier. One of them is by increasing the train wagons from 8 to 12 so that it would be able to carry more passengers as well as create new platform settings. Regarding the tariff, he said that it would be around 80,000 rupiah to 100,000 rupiah, but the calculation have been done again because there was still an additional payment for buying the land. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. All leaders in several sectors have moral responsibility to keep diversity. Indonesian people must be free to have wide access. Brawijaya University is ready to hold ASEAN Student Week 2017. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Various Crises in Yemen. For this year alone, it is estimated that more than 500,000 people are affected by cholera in Yemen. Meanwhile, around 2,000 people have died since the outbreak of the case in April. The World Health Organization, WHO, published a report on this in Geneva, Switzerland on Monday, August 14. These organizations also warn, if not addressed, this number can be bigger. What's more, Yemen, since the last 2 years, has continued to be hit by armed conflict, which resulted in damage to health supporting infrastructure such as sanitation and clear water. This situation has made millions of Yemenis have difficulty obtaining clean water. Cholera disease can easily spread because of the consumption of food and water contaminated with human waste. Cholera can end human life in just a matter of hours if not properly handled. The problem in Yemen, meanwhile, in addition to the threat of cholera, is the fact that the population is also facing a food crisis. This cholera outbreak also cannot be immediately eradicated because about 30,000 health workers in Yemen have not received their salary for a year, not to mention the lack of medication to treat the patient. WHO Director General Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Monday that Yemeni health workers are working in near impossible conditions. WHO and several other humanitarian agencies have been working hard by establishing cholera care clinics, rehabilitating health facilities, and supplying medical needs. The result is 99% of people who were able to get access to the health facilities could still be saved. The problem facing Yemen is not just about health. By 2015, almost half the Yemeni population lived below the poverty line, with two-thirds of youth not working. Nearly 16 million people need humanitarian assistance. Another issue is the armed conflict between the supporters of President Mansour Hadi and the Houthi rebels, who have not yet ended. According to UN records, more than 5,000 people were killed and 13,000 people were affected from March 2015 to March this year. This is the time for the world to help Yemen in trouble. If only pay attention to the political aspects, then the Yemeni population will increasingly sink in the crisis. The role of the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, OIC, is also expected to help resolve the multidimensional crisis in Yemen. Indonesia is a member, can encourage OIC to solve the problems in the Arabian Peninsula. It is not fitting as human beings to let others who are in desperate situations, not only in Yemen, but also in other parts of the earth, slum helplessly. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. It's nice to meet you again with me, Harnita, in our regular program, Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events in the past as recorded in history. Now we start with the first event which occurred on August 16, 1945, about the incident of Rengas Dengklok. Rengas Dengklok incident is an abduction event conducted by a number of youth, among others Sukarni, Wikana, and Hairul Saleh, against Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta. Sukarno and Hatta were taken to Rengas Dengklok, Karawang, West Java. The incident that occurred on August 16, 1945, at 4:30 West Indonesia time, was based on differences of opinion between the old class with a younger group over the timing of the implementation of Indonesia's proclamation. The youth hope on August 16, 1945, Bung Karno and Bung Hatta proclaimed Indonesian independence. But Sukarno wanted the proclamation of independence was done on the next day in Jakarta. Finally, on August 17, 1945, the proclamation statement typed by Sayuti Malik was echoed in Jalan Pegangsaan Timur No. 56, Jakarta. The proclamation was read by Bung Karno on behalf of the Indonesian nation. On August 16, 1960, Cyprus achieved its independence. Cyprus is an island with 9,251 square kilometers wide in the Mediterranean Sea. In the 16th century, the island was controlled by the Ottoman Empire, and in 1925, Britain formally made the island as its colony. Since at the time, there has been a civil war between Turkish ethnic Cypriots and Greek ethnic who wanted Cyprus' union with Greece. In 1959, Britain organized the Zurich Conference between Turkey and Greece to discuss the formal granting of independence to Cyprus in order to be realized in 1960 with a requirement both Turkey and Greece must guarantee the Cyprus independence. Finally, on August 16, 1960, Cyprus officially became independent with a republican government. Now we end today's segment of Today in History with an event which occurred on August 16, 1976, the earthquake incident caused tsunami in Philippines. In the early hours of August 16, 1976, a small island in Mindanao, Philippines, was hit by an earthquake with magnitude of 7.9 Richter scale. The earthquake caused a huge tsunami that struck more than 433 miles from the shoreline. Residents were not aware of the dangers and did not have time to escape to high ground. Thousands of victims sucked into the sea. Overall, 5,000 people died, 2,200 more reported missing, 9,500 injured, and more than 90,000 displaced residents. The cities and provinces throughout the North Sea of the Philippines were devastated by tsunami, and the wave reached 15 meters. It was considered as one of the worst disasters ever happened in the country. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Voy Green. Today we'll talk about Kurma Asih Save the Turtle Species. Prior to the commemoration of Indonesian independence every year, various achievements are prepared by Indonesian government to the individual community and organization from various fields who have contributed to the country. One of the achievements is Kalpataru Award on Environment. This year, 10 Kalpataru Award will be given to some categories such as Pioneer, Servant, Savior, and Builder. Kurma Asih, a group of the Turtle Savior in Prancak, Jembrana, Bali, is one of reservers of the Kalpataru Award. The word of Kurma in Balinese language means turtle, and Asih means affection. So, Kurma Asih means a group of community who love the turtle species. In the past, Jembrana is one of the biggest turtle trade area in Bali besides Denpasar. The turtle's meat and egg are the expensive commodity. In addition for consumption, its carapace can be used as the material of crafts. The West Coast still become a favorite place for spawn turtle besides South Bali. However, obstacles of the turtle preservation at the nesting habitat is getting more high. This was reported by a special media for environment, Mongabay. There are a number of obstacles to conduct the turtle preservation. Firstly, the sustainability of transport fund to people who evacuate and fund the turtle eggs to the Kurma Asih Turtle Preservation Group. So far, the fund was taken from personal donation and institutional. Secondly, caused by water abrasion. Each year, there is a reduction in beach of 1 to 2 meters, whereas sea turtles like the sloping coast and dry sand to lay eggs along the west coast of Bali are in very serious abrasion and has not been addressed. As a result, resident settlement closer to the coast and turtle habitats are easily disturbed. And thirdly, the limit of seaweed availability. The seaweed is not the type that is used as a foodstuff, but the best-selling for cosmetic raw materials. Since the foundation was built, several environmental agencies have assisted the Asih Kurma Turtle Conservation Group. For example, the World Wildlife Fund and ProFauna Indonesia, assisting in turtle management at Prancak Beach. They also undertake education and community awareness about turtle protection. Kurma Asih Turtle Conservation Group is considered to be the ideal conservation, which is not doing the turtle maintenance. There are only a few big turtles in this area which introduced to the visitors. The turtles that usually landed are the species of sisik turtle, lekang turtle, and leatherback turtle. The lekang turtle is the type most laying turtle on the Prancak Beach. Coordinator of Kurma Asi Group, Wayan Anom Astika Jaya said, this year there have been found 250 nesting of lekang turtle and 10 nests of sisik turtle. If there are 300 nests with at least 100 eggs are evaluated, 3,000 hatchlings can be released annually. One of strategies which is implemented by Kurma Asi Conservation is involving surrounding communities as well as support from non-governmental organizations, the private sector, government, academicians, researchers, and tourists. That was the Voice Green.
Here is our news in brief. The sixth Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono at the Third Nationality Dialogue at the auditorium of Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI in Jakarta on Tuesday said Indonesia is rich of diversity. Indonesian people will celebrate the 72nd anniversary of the Indonesian independence on August 17, 2017. The Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi received in his office in Jakarta on Tuesday his British counterpart Lord Kalanan. International Relations Department of Social and Political Sciences Faculty Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, is ready to hold ASEAN Student Week 2017 on Saturday, 19 of August. ASEAN Student Week 2017 will be held by International Relations Department of Brawijaya University Malang, East Java, on Saturday, August 19. The event will bring up theme of harmony in diversity. West Papua Province was finally able to export merbau woods, the province's best commodity, directly to Shanghai, China, through Makassar Port. Trains which connect the capital with Soekarno-Hatta International Airport are targeted to be operational by November 2017. And that was the news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Kolam Setan, a tourist destination in Garut. Stay tuned. Listeners, Garut City, which is located in West Java Province, has many tourism objects. The local administration continuously develops new tourism objects. One of them is Naman Lewi Jurik, or widely known as Kolam Setan or Satan Pool in English. Listeners, Kolam Setan is a tourist destination in Garut, which is still unpopular because it is still new with heavy and difficult access. It is located around 66 km from Garut city center. To go to Kolam Setan, you should start from the south through Cisompet Highway to Susak Sampit. The trip takes around 2 hours by using motor vehicle. Listeners, Kolam Setan or Satan Pool is actually a river which is located between amazing cliffs. But why is this called a pool? It is because the stream of the river is very calm, even its stream is not visible. Because basically the pool is a river, so in certain time, the stream of the pool is a little bit heavy. Because of that, dry season is the right time to come to Kolam Setan. Listeners, Kolam Setan has greenish water. The water color looks inversely proportional with gray color of the stone's wall, as if the tourism object is located in other hemisphere. The visitors are free of charge to enjoy the natural beauty of Kolam Setan, just paying for the parking ticket. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonderful Today featuring Kolam Setan in West Java Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. This segment is cooperation between RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with the Language Development Agency and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today we feature a topic entitled Pameran Flora dan Fauna 2017, which in English means Flora and Fauna Exhibition 2017. Stay tuned. Firstly, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say it twice and slowly, and you can repeat after me. Pameran Flora dan Fauna 2017. Pameran Flora dan Fauna 2017. In English, Flora and Fauna Exhibition 2017. Menemani. Menemani in English, to accompany. Di mana. Di mana in English, where. Kapan. Kapan in English, when. Di lapangan Banteng. Di lapangan Banteng in English, at Banteng Square. Jakarta Pusat. Jakarta Pusat in English, Central Jakarta. Mulai tanggal 21 Juli 2017. Mulai tanggal 21 Juli 2017 in English, beginning on July 21, 2017. Sampai 21 Agustus 2017. Sampai 21 Agustus 2017 in English, until August 21, 2017. Besok. Besok in English, tomorrow. Boleh. Boleh in English, be allowed. Membeli. Membeli in English, to buy. Pohon mangga. Pohon mangga in English, mango tree. Semoga. Semoga in English, hopefully. Acara. Acara in English, event. Flora dan fauna. flora dan fauna. In English, flora and fauna. Mudah-mudahan. Mudah-mudahan. In English, may. Stan. Stan. In English, stan. Lima wilayah kota. Lima wilayah kota. In English, five municipalities. Kepulauan Seribu. Kepulauan Seribu. In English, Thousand Islands. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. In English, so many. Berbagai lomba. Berbagai lomba. In English, various competition. Lomba foto. Lomba foto. In English, photo contest or photo competition. Melukis. Melukis. In English, to paint. Mewarnai. Mewarnai. In English, to color. Musik. Now I'll give you an example of conversation entitled Pameran Flora dan Fauna 2017, which in English means Flora and Fauna Exhibition 2017. As usual, I'll say the sentence twice and slowly. You can repeat after me. And the conversation is between Agus and Adi. Adi, maukah kamu menemaniku ke pameran flora dan fauna? Adi, maukah kamu menemaniku ke pameran flora dan fauna? In English, Adi, can you accompany me to the flora and fauna exhibition? B. Adi, di mana dan kapan? Di mana dan kapan? In English, where and when? Agus, di Lapangan Banteng, Jakarta Pusat, mulai tanggal 21 Juli 2017 sampai 21 Agustus 2017. Di Lapangan Banteng, Jakarta Pusat, mulai tanggal 21 Juli 2017 sampai 21 Agustus 2017. In English, at the Banteng Square, Central Jakarta, beginning from July 21, 2017 until August 21, 2017. Bagaimana kalau besok? Bagaimana kalau besok? In English, how about tomorrow? Adi, boleh? Kebetulan aku ingin membeli pohon mangga, kedondong, dan sawo. Mudah-mudahan di sana ada. Boleh? Kebetulan aku ingin membeli pohon mangga, kedondong, dan sawo. Mudah-mudahan di sana ada. In English, okay, I want to buy mango, kedondong, and sawo trees. They might be available there. Agus, semoga saja ada. Karena acara ini diikuti oleh 180 supplier flora dan fauna, serta stan dari 5 wilayah kota dan kabupaten di Kepulauan Seribu. Semoga saja ada, karena acara ini diikuti oleh 180 supplier flora dan fauna, serta stan dari 5 wilayah kota dan kabupaten di Kepulauan Seribu. In English, hopefully the trees are available there, because the exhibition is participated by 180 flora and fauna suppliers and stands from 5 cities and regions in Kepulauan Seribu or a Thousand Island. B. Adi, wow, banyak sekali, pasti ramai. Wow, banyak sekali, pasti ramai. In English, oh, there are so many, it must be crowded. Agus, acara ini juga akan menghadirkan berbagai lomba serta hiburan, seperti lomba foto, melukis, mewarnai festival tarian. Acara ini juga akan menghadirkan berbagai lomba serta hiburan, seperti lomba foto, melukis, mewarnai, dan festival tarian. In English, the event will present various competition and entertainment, such as photo contest, painting, coloring, and dance festival. Adi, baiklah, besok kita jumpa dan pergi bersama. Baiklah, besok kita jumpa dan pergi bersama. In English,
All right, we'll meet tomorrow and going together. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, we meet again in the regular Music Corner. In today's edition of Music Corner, we will present you dangdut songs. Stay tuned.
Kekasihku, dengarlah suara hati ini. Hidup sepi, tiada gairah ku rasa lagi. Aku merana, merana, merana tanpa dirimu. Aku merana, merana, merana tanpa cintamu. Kekasihku, tinggallah di sini temanku. Selamanya sampai nanti aku menutup mata. Aku merana, merana, merana.
Listener, you've just listened to the song entitled Suara Hati, a new single dedicated by Dewi Persik. It is originally an Indian song. In India, the song entitled Muskurane, composed by Chit Ganguly and Rasmi Singh. Then the song was revised into Indonesian by Don Kinol. The song is a little bit mellow song, so Don Kinol wrote the lyrics and arranged the music in a mellow rhythm. The song Suara Hati tells a story about a woman who is frightened to be left by her beloved one. If we listen it carefully, every dangdut element is quite highlighted in the single. However, at a glance, there is Indian element inserted on this song. Through this song, Dewi Persik wants to prove her quality as a singer. Dewi Persik has successfully singing this song as good as the original version. Her ability to convey the meaning in this song also deserves thumbs up, because the listeners can understand and relate to the song. Before we come back to talk more about the songs from Dewi Persik, let's listen to the next song entitled Semua Karena Cinta. Happy listening.
Inilah aku, makhluk Tuhan tak sempurna, sedang mencari mana, mencari cinta. Kulangkah kaki dan takkan pernah berhenti, ku tak akan menyerah walau terhina.
Listener, last year, before the song Suara Hati, which was released in July, Dewi Persik has also released the song entitled Semua Karena Cinta in February. This song, which was composed by Don Kirol, tells a story of exclamation to not looking back and starting to welcome a better tomorrow. Everything that is done for love definitely will be better. The simple and passionate impression within the song are felt when we hear it for the first time. The song is easy listening along with quite easy musical notation. Uniquely, in this song, Dewi Persik sings it in a pop style. Unlike her previous singles, in the song Semua Karena Cinta, the dangdut rhythm is indeed not felt too strong throughout the song. However, the use of tambourine makes this song categorized in the genre of dangdut music, although the song cannot be said as an original dangdut. To end today's segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Indah Pada Waktunya and Aku Suka by Dewi Persik. See you, listener, in the segment of Music Corner tomorrow. Bye for now.
Memang belum beruntung
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.